415. I am your host, JBD, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we are joined by the photographer for this month's Time Magazine cover, Wombat.
That's, I guess, topical. I'll give you that.
Was it you?
It was me.
I thought it was Justin McElroy, actually, the actual subject.
Oh, on the cover?
Because you couldn't see his face?
Nah, it's some guy with a funny name.
Right. Some wealthy.
Who has a lot more money than I do, so right. I guess I shouldn't make fun of him. I don't know.
Right. Hi, Shipwreck.
Hello. He looked like he was on a nice beach.
It's the power of virtual reality.
Mm-hmm. He's playing Look, I'm a Seagull, the game.
But you know what the funny thing is? That's what's out there, actually. Those are your options.
Probably
right
exists.
Mm-hmm.
There's a demo where you're sitting on a beach somewhere, probably, and there's a demo where, you know.
Are we just going straight into talking about this then? Or?
No, we don't have to.
All right. It doesn't matter to me. We can, we can't.
Right. I leave it up to Wombat.
I honestly, I have no real opinion on it. It's a cover on Time Magazine. I don't have the issue yet, so.
Wait, you're a subscriber.
I am a subscriber.
You are a subscriber. I was wondering who subscribes to Time Magazine.
I subscribe to Time Magazine. I never told this story. I thought I would have told it on the show.
There's a story behind your time.
There is a story. I had frequent flyer miles that were expiring.
Okay.
Not enough to actually buy a plane ticket.
Sure.
But enough to get 10 magazine subscriptions.
10?
10.
That's the best you could do? It was either 10 magazine subscriptions or...
Or like $50 off a flight.
So you went for the one with
so
the most value.
Let's hear them. What are we reading monthly?
Oh my goodness! Let's see if I could even name them all. I get ESPN the magazine,
Cat Fancy,
Sports Illustrated for kids,
Chunky Asses,
Entertainment Weekly, Time, which has been mentioned, InStyle, New York Magazine.
GQ.
Do I get GQ? I do get GQ.
Of course.
I can tell.
Pork Lover. Yeah.
No, there's another one for my wife, another fashion magazine that's not InStyle.
Small holes and big holes.
Like Vogue, maybe. And then there's one more that I can't even think of. But there you go. Those are all my magazine subscriptions.
Congratulations on all the trees that you've killed.
Now, you know what? My bathroom is, you could literally get lost. You could spend 3 hours in there.
I believe it.
And you'll come out smarter. The only place, the only bathroom in America where you could take a dump and learn more than a college.
I predict have the magazine started showing up yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm staring at People. I'm staring at a People magazine right now. People. There's the 10th one.
That's a weekly one there.
So is Entertainment Weekly. When we first got the subscription, we got the first Entertainment Weekly. My wife goes, I like this magazine. How often does it come?
Every day.
I had a good laugh at her expense.
Stupid bitch.
Get out of my house.
So have you thrown any of the magazines out yet?
Yeah. We don't save them very long. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
We recycle them. How about that?
How do you do that?
We have recycling that picks up every Monday.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, I live in a very fancy neighborhood.
I just burn them in my hallway.
Yes, well, soon you'll have recycling pickup.
That's right. I bought a house on Friday.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. It was, it was pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah, you won't move for like another year and a half, but exciting.
We're going to move in the winter.
That stinks.
December. So why does that stink?
Moving when it's cold is the worst.
Well, I'm not carrying the shit.
I'm just saying, moving when it's cold is still not
fun. How does that affect me, what the temperature is?
I don't know. You'll be fine.
if I had to carry a couch across the street, then yeah, that would suck. But
yeah. School transferring isn't going to be fun. That much all.
Why?
I feel like that's going to be like a lot of paperwork.
Why paperwork? I did no paperwork the first time. last year.
I don't know.
Why would it be more paperwork?
I remember there was a lot of paperwork to get my daughter into school, and we've never lived anywhere else.
Well, I'm already trying to find all the downsides of my home
ownership.
I'm not
finding the downsides. I'm saying I want you to move closer sooner.
Why are you so anti-homo ownership?
Excuse me?
You're anti-homo ownership.
Ownership. I am, actually, because I own a home. That's
right. He's so bitter about it. He's already finding all the negative shit.
Oh, I'm bitter about everything.
So, yeah. That
congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait to go see it.
Yeah, you can go. We can go anytime.
Yeah.
You can just
go when I'm up there.
What's that?
We'll go when I'm up there.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to have folding chairs by then.
We need to swap keys.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Keys? I don't think that's how it works.
You never know. One day you could be locked outside your house and you'll call me up and say, dude, I lost my key. And I'll go, oh, I'll be right over and I'll have a key and I could open the door for you.
It's too far. I'm going to make a friend that lives closer.
Okay. I'm just saying I would be willing to be that guy. It's not that far.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You just want to show up in my bedroom one night while I'm sleeping and just standing over me?
Exactly. My house.
What? You'd be like, what? What?
I still like my house.
No, I just meant to.
I know.
Like it follows.
I just like to watch you sleep.
Right. So yeah, so there's that, and also I want to thank everybody for who has been on Cheap Ass Gamer for a long time and has helped make it possible that I could afford to buy a house. So thank you, everybody. That was nice. That was nice of you. Yeah.
So you're gonna paint it? Are you gonna paint it black and green?
That's all I have to say.
As a thank you to all the kegs.
No.
Black and green.
No, that was it. Pretty much.
You're just gonna have a big party there for all the kegs to come.
Yeah, like Notch when he bought that house.
This is the opposite of Notch's house. If you're wondering what kind of house I got, it's the exact opposite of Notch's house.
I think Shipwreck still has the record for biggest house of CagCast hosts.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's not about size. Trust me. That's what I keep telling everybody.
Uh-huh. You and Lenny Kravitz.
That was pretty weird.
It was weird.
I had to tell my wife about it.
What's so weird about it? He had a penis.
Exactly.
Right where it was supposed to be.
Well, it had a ring around it.
He did have a ring on it.
That's a rock and roll thing.
Right. Steven Tyler was
friend,
very...
Does your friend in rock and roll do that?
he said he heard from people that that's a rock and roll thing. So you can take that out as you wish.
Okay.
But apparently it's like a leather pants thing. You want to make sure that you're showing something in your leather pants.
Oh, I see. Right.
Okay, I guess that makes a little
bit
of sense.
But why not just wear underwear and like put a sock in there?
Because if you want it, then you better put a ring on it.
I don't know. I like that you saw the Steven Tyler text message about it.
No, what did he say?
Oh, I mean, I should probably find the exact quote because I don't want to fuck it up, and it's pretty good. Tyler Kravitz. Okay, here it is. So he sent him a text, and it's, dude, no underwear and pierced. Fuck me. You never showed me that shit. So he's like disappointed.
Okay.
You know what's interesting is that my wife, so I showed that to my wife because this is, I guess this wasn't really appropriate dinner conversation, but hey.
Whatever.
When you've been married for a long time. So when her interpretation of the text was that he was mad. You know, it shows like the cultural difference. And the language difference. She thought, like, don't show me that shit. I don't want to see that shit. But I'm like, no. Steven Tyler definitely wants to probably
see it.
See penis.
Yes. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Mr. Lenny Kravitz. It's hoping you're having a better day and buying some underwear.
I don't think he cared.
I don't think he cares at all. He has nothing to be embarrassed about, to be perfectly honest.
Thanks. The thought of Wombat admiring his penis is just it's enough to knock me off my feet.
It's
right
not
now.
That. It's
Wombat
not even, it's,
stamp of approval there.
It's not an admiration.
Lenny.
It's just a, you know, it's okay.
You like a nice penis. You like a nice penis.
I do. I like a nice penis.
That's hard to say, actually.
Yeah. That's a spicy meatball.
So yeah. Oh, so also, so not only did I buy a house,
mm-hmm.
but I also bought the new Devastator Transformers, $150 masterpiece, Combiner Wars. I don't even know what the fuck they call it.
It's Combiner Wars. Yeah.
It's not masterpiece, actually. I don't.
No,
think
it's not masterpiece.
It doesn't say masterpiece on it.
I don't think it's to the it's not to the standards of masterpiece.
I don't know. You know that Soundwave master. You have the Soundwave masterpiece, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty, right?
It's
100% plastic, and it's
well, sure.
It's shitty. If there's nothing, you wouldn't look at this and say, "Wow, that's a masterpiece." The Optimus Prime one is actually has some weight to it, and it feels nice. That is like maybe is more.
I think the Soundwave is probably the lower tier of the masterpieces.
It's just a piece, basically.
Right. I still like it.
No, I like it too.
It came with a lot of accessories.
Right, and it's Soundwave, so it's you know can't be bad Soundwave.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
But the Devastator, did you get it? You didn't buy it.
I have not bought it.
It's pretty good, I gotta say. It's I was able to make Devastator without. I sweat. Let's see, how much sweat was there involved? There was a few minutes of sweating going on when I couldn't exactly figure out what to do because the instructions are pretty weak. But
was Ty there or while you were doing this?
Yeah, he was there, but
okay.
He you know he knew to like sort of back off and not you know are we there yet? Are we there yet? Because they'd be throwing Devastator out the window. But I know it was. I was able to look if I was able to put it together without having to go to the internet. Then I think it's a pretty successful. They did a pretty successful job, and it looks great. And you know, you can sort of pose him when he's standing up. It's not very easy. It helps if there's a wall nearby. But I would definitely recommend. This is a much better deal than what I paid for on that Soundwave. I got jacked. The Japanese. Version of that Soundwave, I think, was just cost more for no reason. But yeah, I would recommend the Devastator. And I also bought the.
So, are you gonna have a place to put that in your new house?
Yeah, why not? I got like the whole downstairs basically.
Okay, is mine good.
To ruin. So yeah, and I also got a RoboCop record that just came out. They did it. They put the RoboCop soundtrack on a record.
And they got you to buy it. Do you have a record player?
I have two.
Oh, that's right. You have the DJ.
Uh-huh. Equipment. And a microphone.
Wow.
They're hooked up. I could actually put it on for you. Like, because my wife said the same thing that you said. She's like, do you even have those? She knows I have a record player, but she's like, are those even hooked up? Like, yeah, it's hooked up. I haven't taken it out of the album cover, and I probably won't for a while. But it looks really cool. The art on it is really cool, and it comes with some download something. I don't know.
I've been eyeballing that Battletoads soundtrack that they put out on LP.
Oh, yeah? How much is that?
Yeah. 25, I think.
Does it have warts on it or something?
It's got one of the Battletoads on the front of it. He's riding the speeder bike, and then the record itself is like this, I don't know, greenish wavy color. It's a nice looking thing.
Cool. You should get it.
You
probably
have a
need some
player.
Stuff to hang on your walls in the basement.
Right. Right.
Are we done on the basement? Like, what's the status? Everybody wants to know, I'm sure.
Okay. So
I forgot all about that.
Right, fuck my house. That's empty. It's completely
empty.
Yeah.
The basement is pretty much done. I still have to hook up quite a few consoles. I've got all the games out on the shelves.
Wow. That must have taken a long time.
It did. I have not alphabetized them yet. Yeah, it's all coming along. It's just I have my theater seats will be coming in the next couple weeks. They're supposed to be coming. So
what'd you get?
It's like two theater seats, like two sets of two. I don't know.
Are they similar to the ones that you see at Best Buy? Those Magnolia?
They're actually made by the same company that jacks up the price and then sells them at Best Buy.
Okay.
So it's not the Magnolia brand, but it's a brand called Palisade, I want to say.
It's called not Magnolia.
Right. It's the same company, but it just does not have that Magnolia stamp on it.
Does it look the same? Are they the same chairs?
They're similar. They have a bunch of different styles, and we did not get the leather ones. We went with a fabric.
Okay.
Just because my wife doesn't like, she thought the leather might be a little bit sticky or something. I don't know.
Right. Whatever.
My wife doesn't like leather seats either. I know what that's all about.
Yeah, that's fine. I have a leather recliner upstairs, but so once the seats get here, yeah, it'll be pretty nice. I got the projector all set up. It's 120 inches, 10 feet of screen.
That's beautiful.
The sound system's all working well.
What do you think of the ceiling speakers? Is that any?
They're great.
There's no issue with that at all?
No, no issue. I probably need to. You can get up there and adjust the tweeters to like so that they face in different directions and everything to get the best sound.
What about the Facebookers? Can you do anything about those?
No.
They're all posting pictures of police beatings and baby pictures.
And baby pictures.
Right. Ah, Facebook. I can't stand Facebook.
Your Facebook must be nuts considering where you live.
Why?
The middle of the country. I feel like middle of the country Facebook is different than New York Facebook.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You're getting a lot of gun posts. Well, we do not, probably.
Yeah, probably more than I do.
I get police beatings.
Oh, yes.
Do you get
Do I get police beat? Well, we had that police issue here
you
recently.
You have, there was one in Cincinnati a week ago. Yeah. Let's not get political here.
No, I was just talking about Facebook.
Yeah, that's pretty much political.
Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Facebook.
But yeah, so basement's good. I will do a video once everything is set up, or mainly set up. I still don't have anything hanging on the walls or anything like that. So
gotta get that Battletoads record.
Well, I have things to hang on the walls. I just haven't hung on the walls yet.
Got it.
But it's good. Life's good.
Beautiful.
Florida was good. We went to a insanely sized flea market when we were down there.
Okay, in Fort Lauderdale?
It was in Fort Lauderdale.
They like a good flea market in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
You
know? No, this one was... It was so weird. So you would have liked the part that they had a sports car museum in there.
Nice.
So
in the flea market.
In the flea market.
Yeah, these flea markets are insane.
In the flea market, they had like... they had an Enzo and...
Oh, wow.
Some like really high dollar stuff. And it was like spread throughout the flea market. Most of it was like in one area, but then there was this huge arcade area too, where they had cars down below. Just a ridiculously sized arcade full of nonsense, like from the 80s and 90s.
I saw, what was that? That Violence Fighter or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Was that the name of it?
Yeah. Whatever it was at least as ridiculous as that.
Violence Fight.
Yeah.
Violence Fight. Is it actual game? Do you remember Violence Fight?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was part of the Rare Collection.
I'm going to look it up. Violence Fight.
It was a Taito game.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Look at that.
Did they have a zoo or any type of animals in this flea market?
No. There were no live animals. Thank goodness. The flea market itself... was really disappointing because it was just all knockoff crap.
Oh, Violence Fight is good, man.
Yeah. Violence Fight.
Violence Fight.
It's my favorite named game ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just had crazy stuff like that everywhere. But the stores, like, I was hoping to find some video games, and it was just all, like, stuff that Kmart couldn't sell, basically. Just the bins of stuff. Right. And then stuff like the Power Cracker.
What's that?
That is
a Southern white man who can lift a lot.
That is a one of those just knockoff systems that comes with like the light gun and the all the ROMs that have different characters, like SpongeBob instead of Mario, that type of thing.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah.
So how many did you buy?
I couldn't bring myself to buy one, but I was close.
How much?
I think they were $40. Oh, yeah. It was a little bit.
That's too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
Too much for something that'll
It's Power
break.
Cracker with a K, if you're looking into it.
I'm not.
Well, I thought the listeners might be interested in their very own Power Cracker.
I'm joking.
You want to make sure to get the 2015 version of it, because that's the most recent.
Right.
So, yeah, that... place was I felt really uncomfortable walking around there because like the whole day we were down there in Fort Lauderdale, we're doing the beach scene and everything. Stuff that is really not my thing because I hate the sun at this point.
Me too. You and me both. You're going to love my house, dude.
Great.
It's all shit.
So like, I'm just like, oh, I want to go to this flea market. I want to go to this flea market. We'll wait for this afternoon. And then it's like, we come from back to the beach and everybody takes a nap. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just go to the flea market. And then I was like, nope, everybody has to go to the flea market. And I was down there with like my in-laws and my sister-in-law and of course my wife and kid. So like 3 hours later, all these people who don't want to be at this flea market are walking around with me. It had drive-in movies too. They had 14 screens of drive-in movies.
That's a lot of space out there.
Yeah. But so I don't know. Check out. It's a Swap Shop was the name of it. They also had amusement park rides. Stuff that you would be scared to ride, but people were riding them anyways. They had a log flume.
Nice.
The water in there is probably very sanitary. You want that there was splashing a guy with a bucket. Your eyes and stuff.
There was a guy with a bucket, like just kind of like lifting it out and throwing it on the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah, Swap Shop. You won't be disappointed.
I'm sure the ride operator actually leaves the ride to go to the bathroom, you know? I'm sure he shuts down the ride and goes to the bathroom.
Oh, all kinds of nice lingerie for you ladies as well at, right. at the Swap Shop.
Classy stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so
that's
yes.
my vacation.
What's that?
That was my vacation.
But there's more vacation.
Sure.
You're coming to New York.
Next week.
That's right.
Yeah, end of next week. We're coming in Thursday and coming back here on Monday, I believe.
Cool.
So let's talk about the 10th anniversary CAGCAST meetup and what we're doing. Since these guys won't talk to me about it off the air.
Well, I kind of have a lot going on. No. We're making evening plans is sort of...
But you got to say something, though. So what do you want to do?
You should do something. And hopefully I'll be able to make it.
Wait, no. Shipwreck.
Hopefully you'll be able to make it.
No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
I have to wait for my son to be healthy again.
Right. I mean, we're going to assume that he's going to be healthy.
We understand that. Yeah.
Okay. If he's healthy, I'm there.
Right. Okay. So.
Yeah. That's all. Right. I just don't want to, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Things have been better in my house. You know what else happened in my house? My wife got bitten 3 times by a horsefly on her knee.
Ooh.
And her entire leg from her knee down to her ankle swelled up like elephant foot. And she had to go to urgent care and get steroid shots in order to bring the swelling down. I know. It's a this shit show in my house right now. Literally.
Right.
So. Right. Yeah.
So.
This is the most fun I've had in 2 weeks.
Right. Cool. Well, I'm glad I'm part of it. So, are you crying right now? So, party planning. So, Friday night is okay? What time? I'm thinking Barcade in Chelsea. Because then people can just show up. I don't have to, like, reserve anything. It's a big place.
Like 6:30, 7 o'clock kind of a thing?
I don't know.
Like
that's what we're here to
thing.
Talk about.
Well, if we're doing it on a Friday, then I'll probably go to work.
Right. I think after work is convenient for the people who might be working in Manhattan.
And this way, you could have like maybe commuters go as well as city people.
Yeah.
Because commuters will go after work and then commute home. Yeah, that works. So let's say 7 o'clock.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll make a Facebook page. And then people can, with more information. And then...
Shipwreck could come by my office. You could check it out.
Haven't I walked by your office before?
No. Because the last time you were here, we worked in a different building.
They all look the same.
They have food there, too, by the way.
Yes.
At a Barcade.
My office.
Oh, well. Not you're trying to sell me on Wombat's office, but...
Right. Yeah. Now that
unless
you see...
Unless we go to Bobby Vann's.
I don't get that joke.
It's a steakhouse.
It's the restaurant in my building.
Steak plate.
Oh, okay.
There's like a million of them. There's one on every block at this point.
Pretty much.
I'm sure we'll come see you, Wombat, when we visit Times Square.
Okay. There you go. That makes sense.
You should definitely check out Wombat's Gay Office.
It's right at the top of my list of the gayest things to do.
You need to see Wombat in action.
I thought you'd just want to see me and say hi, but you know what? Never mind. Now you're
I want to see you.
No,
I just,
you're disinvited. Mm.
I don't know that I need to see a desk that you sit at.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's more than a desk. There's a suit. There's like a green suit you could wear.
That is true. I do have the green suit and the hot dog costume.
And Batmobile's thumbtack to a corkboard.
To a corkboard. Yep. I've heard of these.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's a window.
Yep.
Nice view.
Yes, there is.
There's a studio, like a video studio that it's very big. It seems to be like most of the size of the office, but I don't know that it's been used in the last year.
They use it on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Last week.
It's very clean and empty.
Yeah.
They're very
efficient. Well, that's because they take everything out when they're not using it.
Should we talk about video games or movies?
Oh,
or something?
Yeah. We're doing a show about stuff. We're not just chit-chatting.
So, yeah. So that's Friday the 14th, this month.
I want to know how Shipwreck liked Pixels.
That's both video games and movies in one.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm bringing it together.
I went to the opening day of Pixels. Me and 8 other people in this theater decided to go.
What time? What's the day and time?
Oh, this was a Friday. It was like 3:30 in the afternoon or something like that. So not a prime time there.
No.
I needed to get out and watch it. That way I could watch it and then pick up the kid afterwards.
Right.
So Pixels. You've seen it's gotten great reviews.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. I was going now. I want to say it's got an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Take that, Fantastic Four.
I was going to say, that's double Fantastic Four.
The thing with Pixels, okay, so I get that people don't like Adam Sandler, whatever. I'm fine with Adam Sandler movies and him as an actor. I know what I'm getting into when I go to see one of his films.
Understandable.
The problem with this is you're not getting into that. You're getting into a action movie that has very nice visuals, like all of the video game stuff, it's actually well done. And for the most part, like, the plot is logical and it follows a path that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It veers sometimes, but whatever. Stuff has to work to get a movie done in an hour and 20 minutes or whatever. There's just no jokes. Like, that's the problem with it, is that the writing and dialogue are just so dry and lazy that people go to a movie, like an Adam Sandler movie, like going like, well, I'm going to go laugh for a while and then I'll forget about this thing ever existing.
But that hasn't happened with his movies in a long time. Like, there's a lot of them. Just there's no jokes.
Right. That's the issue now, is that I don't remember what the scenes were, but I remember there were 2 times that people laughed in this movie, like that were in there with me. I laughed once, I believe, and the other time I was like, oh, that's fine. That's a joke.
Right. Compared to Jurassic World.
Where it's just nonstop laughing.
right, which was amazing.
That's what this needs to be. It needs to be nonstop laughing. And like, I don't care that like they did stereotypes of nerds, whatever. You have the Josh Gad's character is like a conspiracy theorist that lives with his mom still, and he's a virgin. Whatever, those people exist. Like, there's a reason there's stereotypes out there, and it doesn't bother me at all. Adam Sandler's character works for Geek Squad for all, like, intents and purposes.
Right.
I don't know. It's not worth seeing, but it's not the worst thing in the world either.
Right.
I wish it was better. Like, there's a good movie in there if they just bothered to write it.
Did you see that link that I put on the outline? Did you click through it?
No,
there's a great article on Gawker. I don't read, you know, I'm not like a guy who goes to Gawker a lot, but somebody tweeted this out. And you know how like the Sony had that big leak where all the emails were taken? So this is an article about who let Pixels happen. And it basically shows all the emails of them talking about the movie while it's in production and about how great it's coming along and how the script is so good and the characters are so interesting and, you know, it's just like a really smart movie and everybody's behind it. And it's like all this, you know, it's all flowers and sunshine. And then after all that, they juxtapose that with the critics' reviews. It's great. So yeah, check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy target for critics at the same time. Like, how good would that movie have had to been to actually get good review scores?
It would be hard to make that a good movie. But, right. You know, I watched Wreck-It Ralph with Ty recently.
That's totally different, though.
I mean, it's not totally different. Is it? It uses real characters. I mean, they're not the main characters of the movie, but they show up and...
That's almost not a video game movie. Like, if at some point that movie just becomes... It happens to be, like, taking place in a video game, and that's it.
Well, yeah, but...
And it's pretty early in the movie. Like, once you get into the racing video game.
But it has jokes.
Candy Crush?
Candy Crush, yes. No, not Candy Crush.
Sugar Rush.
Sugar Rush. Sugar Rush. Sugar Rush.
No, that's a good movie. I like it.
Yeah. I've seen that movie 8,000 times.
That was my 8, second time, 000? Actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Elliot loves that movie.
I don't let him sit and watch movies. I mean, I used to when he was little, but it just makes
my son.
Makes
my son
crazy.
Is 4. Your son is 15.
No, I stopped that before. Maybe around that age. It was just too much. It's like, okay, I get it. It's cars.
We make, if he really wants to watch a movie that we've seen too many times, we just make him go in another room.
Nice. What did I see? I saw two
Qbert.
Movies.
Qbert was the scene stealer in Pixels.
Right. I heard that. I heard good things about Qbert as an actor. He's really
good. I bought the theme on PlayStation 4.
I sent it to you.
I know. I couldn't resist.
I know. That's why I sent it to you. I'm going to make sure I buy this stupid Pixels Qbert theme.
It makes Qbert noises when I select things on the menu now.
Yeah,
it did. And Qbert's just constantly jumping around in the background.
But
it's perfect.
Says Pixels in huge letters.
It does say Pixels in
huge letters. It's beautiful.
I'll never be able to forget.
What did I see? I saw two movies. I saw It Follows, which is on, you can rent that on iTunes and other places now, which is a horror movie that got really...
You made it through?
We made it through. So like about 35 minutes in, somebody got too scared and we we'd stop watching.
Somebody, would it be a tall man with no hair?
Look, I don't want to mention names. You might embarrass the person. So let's just say somebody got scared and decided that
was
maybe...
it Pee-Pee Lee?
I don't know. That sounds like an Asian person to me, so I'm going to say yes.
I wasn't even going there.
Do you know the plot? You know the plot of the movie, right?
No.
You've seen the trailer? You've seen anything?
Nope.
Ship, have you?
I've seen the trailer, but I don't remember which one this is.
This is the one where the thing is following you. It's called It
Follows. It's called It Follows. That makes sense.
But isn't that every horror movie?
What's the thing?
It's like a zombie or something.
I don't know.
I don't want to spoil it, but I do.
Can you spoil a horror movie?
I don't mean you've seen the trailer. So if you've seen the trailer, you know it's a thing that's going to follow you. It just walks. It even tells you. That part's even in the trailer. It walks after you, and you have to... The way that it follows you is if you've fucked somebody that is already has this curse... Then this thing is going to follow you, okay? And if it kills you, then it's going to go after the thing that gave you the zombie AIDS or whatever it is. I don't know what they don't really explain a lot, but that's the general plot of the movie is that somebody how they deal with it and how their friends.
It's a lot of plots to a lot of horror movies.
Right, but this one's done in a very stylistic way. Like it has a very artistic style to it, and the soundtrack also it's sort of a throwback to like the 80s synth stuff, but also
there we go. That's what you like.
I do, but it's also very scary the way they do it. So I don't like when they make it scary. I like that stuff, but not when it's scary. So that was a big part why we stopped watching. But we went back and we finished it eventually because I think we watched an episode of The Daily Show and then went back to the movie. You know, we had to mellow out a little. So it was good, but I don't know. Like it just seemed weird. Like if there's okay, let me ask you a question, Wombat.
Oh, ask away.
There's a zombie, whatever. You have zombie AIDS, and this thing is following you.
Okay.
What's the first thing you do? You all the only thing you know is that it's going to walk after you, and that's basically the information you have.
Get in a car.
Okay, so you're going to do that, but eventually it's going to find you, right?
Uh-huh. Go to a different continent.
Stay in a public place.
Okay, that's something. Go to a different continent is good. I was going to say, like, just, you know, get a shotgun. Like, as soon as possible. Like, or
hang out in a police station.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. So here's the thing. So only you can see it, or people who have the zombie AIDS can see it.
Have sex with someone in a police station?
But then it's like, so all, the thing is, it's
like gonna, to have a gangbang with the cops at a police station.
So, but then, the thing is, it's going to kill those people probably, because it's going to be tough for you to explain the whole thing to them.
But then they're going to see it because we all boned.
Right, right.
And everyone has the zombie AIDS, and I'm in a police station, which I'm assuming everyone's going to be packing.
Right.
So even if it gets to everyone, if I hide behind enough people, because they're going to protect me because, you know, I'm their plaything, then they're gonna kill the thing before it gets to me.
It's not a bad idea, okay? I you know what? I didn't think of that.
Then you just die from a different sexual transmitted disease.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm assuming they're clean cops.
And I don't know if you have to if you wear a rubber or not, if that prevents the zombie AIDS. They don't make that clear. That's a good question though. I thought so in the movie, I don't know, like, I don't want to spoil it, but it's like when they do try to shoot the zombie, but they never seem to get like a really good shot.
Like a good chunk.
And I feel like I would go for the shotgun right away. Or I thought of also, I said on Twitter, this joke, but it's also, I was kind of, you know, this could work. What if you fucked an elephant? Right? The zombie's not going to take out the elephant.
I guess.
The elephant's, I mean, it's just a zombie, you know, it's human size.
So does that mean that you pass the curse? Or do you both have the curse?
You always have the curse, but it's going to go after the thing that was fucked last, basically.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. So it would have to get through the elephant.
Or do you have sex with a porn star, and then she, like,
but all those people are just
going to
get killed. You're just
yeah, I know, but
time.
Let's say...
You're buying days. You're buying
if
days.
If she has sex with 10 people the next day, and then those 10 people have sex with 20 people.
Just,
the
you're
next
just
day.
Killing people.
And then it's going to multiply. It'll be like 500 people in like 3 days.
So what?
But the line to get, because the line to get to me would just get that much longer.
But that's, you're just buying time. It's not, and you're not buying
pyramid
that much
scheme.
Time.
Yeah.
You're buying yourself like a year. Like, what's the point?
I can
you
figure
still
out
have
ways
to deal
to
with
it.
The problem.
Then I could figure out ways to kill it because I'll have time.
That's when you should be fucking elephants, I'm thinking.
Maybe one of those people does.
Right.
So then I don't have to.
I don't know. Anyway, the movie is good. I hope I didn't ruin it. I don't think I did. It follows. Yeah, it's really cool. What else we got here? Should we go into new releases? Since it's,
sure.
We haven't really talked about games too much.
Yeah. Have we all been playing Galaxy?
I have.
I actually haven't played it yet because I was been too busy playing one of the other new releases of the week.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Galaxy first.
Let's.
Yeah, you can tell me if I should play it.
It's really good. I don't know if... you should at least try it, Wombat. It's,
okay.
It's difficult. Or it seems like it's going to be difficult. I haven't gotten that far into it yet, but I know it's a roguelike where you have to pass 5 levels
Right,
dying.
It's broken down. It's a roguelike done in a slightly different way. Maybe it's more friendly to people who aren't good at games like me. Maybe not. I'm not sure. But it's made like a TV show. So it's like those old 80s Japanese,
like Robotech,
or 70s actually. Yeah, like Robotech. So there's seasons. So there's 5 episodes in the season. And if you die during the season, you have to start back at episode 1. If you make it through the season, then that season is unlocked and you've unlocked the next season. So then you just start, when you die, you start at the beginning of the next season, but you lose all the upgrades and shit that you've gotten. So yeah, so it's a roguelike in that way. How far have you gotten?
The production values are really good.
I love the art style, and especially the explosions, just the way the explosions are drawn. It's mm-hmm. just, I mean, they're really pretty, super pretty. And the way the ships, like the enemy ships will crash, into like the environment sometimes.
Right. There's definitely like monsters or bugs or whatever that are living in the environment that'll come out and try to grab you and everything.
And things exploding, and you're shooting alien bugs, and they explode into, you know, green goo, and it really looks nice. You didn't get to season 2 yet, right?
No, I'm still in season 1.
Okay, I actually made it to season two. I was very impressed with myself.
But yeah, the cutscenes are good as well. Like, and I like when you're fighting against the other pilots, you can hear them like having a conversation with you.
Yes, like Wing Commander.
Right.
Which is nice. Yeah, it's very fun, and it hasn't frustrated me. Like, even when I'm upset when I die and I had an awesome ship and I blew it, but it hasn't. I don't like hate rage quit. So I just try again. It seems to encourage that. You know, those multiple.
The levels are randomly generated as well.
I think they must be.
Yeah, I think that's what I read. I haven't had to play something twice yet, so.
Yeah, when you die and start over at the season, it's a completely new mission. So yeah,
it's very cool.
That's Galaxy.
It's a game that I always thought looked nice, but it's hard to play it at like E3 or something like that.
Right.
Just because
you wouldn't have heard the dialogue, you wouldn't have heard the cool soundtrack. There is a patch that's coming out next week, and I've run into some glitches and stuff. So I would actually wait, if you can wait a couple days to play it.
I will do that.
Because you may get in a bad spot and lose your super cool ship.
I don't want to get into a bad spot.
Yeah. But, yeah. And
I'd like to get into a cool spot. Is that on the PS4 yet?
They're also fixing some of the... There's some, like, frame rate issues, too. That's going to be fixed in the patch next week. So, what else we got here? Oh, Rare Replay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the big one this week as well.
I got that.
So did I. Did all of us get it? Did you get it, Cheapy?
Oh, why not? Wait,
go get it. $24 at Best Buy.
I'm playing Rocket League. Got this. Galaxy.
My daughter's into Viva Pinata, so we've been playing that.
That'll suck up a lot of time.
My son likes Banjo-Kazooie, so I've been playing that. What else have I been playing? I've been playing a lot. I think I've tried everything at least once at this point. Played some Battletoads. I played some Battletoads Arcade. No, I haven't tried everything at least once. That's not true, because I haven't played... I haven't turned on Cameo yet, but I've played Cameo, so I feel like I have. But, all that old stuff that I had never seen before, what's that one?
Gundam Style?
No, it's like Gun Strike or the Cowboy Game. There's a Cowboy Game. It's terrible.
Some of the older stuff is...
It's rough.
It's a little bit rough. But it's cool the way they do the snapshot stuff,
mm-hmm.
where it's all the challenges. You get, I think it's 5 challenges per game. At least that's what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
What's that?
It just puts you in there and it says, like, score 3,000 points in 30 seconds of this game.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that sounds cool. I heard there's good developer,
that's how you unlock that stuff.
Oh, nice.
Is you get a stamp for each one of those, you get, and then every 5 stamps you get to watch a video. And the videos are really well done. Like, everything about this collection it's got a lot of like polish to it.
Nice.
I didn't know about the snapshot stuff going in. I think it reminds me of what Nintendo did with that Ultra Mix or whatever, the Remix collection. Because they do change the rules on some of these snap things as well. So.
Gun Fright. That's what it's called. Gun Fright.
Great name.
Yes. That game is not particularly good. I want to say Night Lore isn't particularly good either. Underworld is another one that... all these games from like 1983, 1984. I do like Jetpack, though.
Jetpack holds up.
Jetpack does hold up. But I like the remake. I like the newer version of that, though. I think a little bit better.
How about RC Pro-Am?
RC Pro-Am I played. That holds up. At least to me it does. I like it more than Cobra Triangle. I've been reading a lot of people saying Cobra Triangle is an underrated gem. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that. I played a little Snake Rattle and Roll.
I played some Perfect Dark Zero.
Did you?
Just to see like what that was like.
Can't be good.
It's weird to go back to a launch 360
game. The first
game.
360 game?
Yeah.
Floaty, I'm thinking. Very floaty.
I had to immediately change controls because it was... Basically, it felt like I was swimming left and right whenever I tried to turn.
Right.
Interesting. I want to check out Cameo again, too. I do want to try that. You know what I've never played? Grabbed by the Ghoulies.
That's a good game.
Never played that game.
It gets a lot of flack, but that is a very fun game.
Yeah, so there's a lot there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of there. I had $15 in credit at Best Buy that was about to expire, so it cost me $9 for this. I think it was a well spent $9.
I can't believe how cheap it is.
Yeah.
Like, they could have charged more for this, you would think. But you look at what Nintendo charges for these games.
Yep, I had never played Blast Corps until yesterday. It's the first time I ever played that game.
How does that hold up?
I liked it, again, and I had never played that game. So, there you go. Take it for what it's worth.
$30.
Yeah, $30.
More than $30, apparently, according to Shipwreck.
Well, that's $1 a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I should buy it. That's pretty good.
That's a good game to download, I think.
It is. It probably is a really good. And it's interesting because I bought it on the disc. And any game that's actually available on the Xbox 360 arcade, you have to download those separately. So you have the disc install, which is way too much. And then you have to separately install Cameo, Perfect Dark Zero, Viva Pinata, Jetpack Refueled, Viva Pinata, Troubled in Paradise, and Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah, that's the one downfall to the setup of this is it adds a lot of games to your
It takes your up menu. 50 gigabytes of hard drive space.
It's a lot of games.
Yep.
Nice. What else we got this week?
We got Boggle.
That is a game.
$10, huh, for Boggle?
Boggle, if that was $5, I would have bought Boggle.
But it's not, so you didn't.
There was a Frozen Bejeweled game. Did you guys get that?
No.
Froze Jeweled?
Let's see here.
They were clearancing all that Frozen stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know if you caught that ship.
My daughter hasn't seen Frozen yet, so.
Right.
I think the Frozen stuff is, I think Frozen is a passing fad at this point.
Yeah.
Well, until Frozen 2 comes out.
Plenty of clearance candy for you, though, at my local Bed Bath & Beyond ship.
I'll check it out.
Giant gummy bear.
Those aren't good. The big gummy bears, it's just too much.
It wasn't that big, though. It was like the size of a baseball.
I don't know. Maybe in my younger days. Back when I used to eat like gummy rats.
Right.
They were the size of rats.
I'll hide it in the back of the shelf for you.
Okay. For the 3DS, we haven't mentioned the 3DS in a while. Etrian Odyssey 2 Untold, the Fafnir.
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 The Fappening?
Fafnir. Uh-huh. That came out. Those Etrian Odyssey games are good. I haven't played one in a while.
$50 for that, huh?
I think it comes with like a soundtrack.
A Fafnir? And... It comes with one Fafnir.
Right. It comes with a whole bunch of extra stuff, I think. And I think some of those games are on sale right now for like $15 on their eStore for some of the Etrian Odyssey games.
How many Fafnirs do I get with those?
As many as you can fit in whatever. Hold your hand out. We'll just dump the Fafnirs into it.
Perfect. All the Fafnirs you can carry, basically.
Yeah. I see that Damn Virgins came out on PC. Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's
great.
Yeah. Is that it? There's a lot of games, but I don't know what half of these are right now.
Right. All right, that sounds good. What else we got here? See, we missed, we didn't do a show last week, so we missed this Kickstarter story. Did you guys see this at all? I mean, it's just this Red Ash Kickstarter.
The Red Ash. Oh.
Wombat, did you read about that?
I did. If you're asking me if I remember what I read, I don't know if I can, but I have the basics.
It's the guys who did the Mighty Number 9 concept.
Are doing Mighty Number 9.
Right, they're still done it yet. Sorry, they're still doing it. They did a Kickstarter and it wasn't, you know, it was making money, but it didn't look like it was going to hit the goal. And like a couple of days before the goal was up, they announced, Concept announced that no matter what happens, the game is getting published. The game is funded now by this Chinese company called Fuse.
That's right. I remember this.
Right.
Now,
which nobody's ever heard of. And yeah, this is a great article on Kotaku about this.
Well, they make that console, the Fuse console.
Well, you saw the website, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. That's where I was going.
And it's just an amazing I mean, you look at this and you're like, oh yeah, this is a website made by Chinese people who don't really know much about English or anything about making a website about a serious video game publishing company. So it's pretty strange, and it just goes to show you that Kickstarter is, I mean, I don't want to say being abused, because I don't know, it is what it is, right? I mean, if you can use it this way, then I guess it's not really being abused. They allow it, so in this case it just didn't get funded. If you read the comments on the Red Ash Kickstarter page, it's really funny because people really have no idea like what they're getting into on Kickstarter. They don't understand the concept of if it doesn't reach the goal that they get their money back, like that this isn't really a store. They didn't just make a pre-order, because the people, you read the comments, people like, well, at least I got my order in, you know, and then the Kickstarter failed. So I think like people just really have no idea what Kickstarter is all about. The people who are spending money on these things. But it just goes to show you that I guess the Shenmue thing isn't that strange. You know?
Yeah. Well, and they came out and delayed Mighty No. 9 this week as well.
Which isn't surprising.
It was supposed to be coming out next month, and now it's coming out
next year.
Sometime quarter one 2016, maybe.
It didn't look like it was done when we played it.
It did not.
It looked bland. It looked like it was missing. Like, you look at that game and you look at Galaxy, right? And it's like one of these doesn't even look like a video game, really. It looks like a student project. You know?
Yeah, it does. It.
That's what it looked like, right?
It was rough.
Missing all the like effects. Like, this is a good start of something, maybe.
Well, they claim that it has to do with the online portions they're ironing out. And that enough fans didn't fill out surveys. I like that portion of the
What kind of online portion is there? It's like, I'm guessing it doesn't have matchmaking, deathmatch or something. I mean, it's what, like a leaderboard or something?
I truly do not know, because after playing it, I lost what little entrance I had in it.
Oh well,
but I hope it turns out well for everybody that gave them money.
You're a nice person,
right? I hope the game is good.
Mm-hmm.
Because who wants bad games to be made?
I don't, and
no
I did
one.
Appreciate that the 20XX people. That's the game inspired by Mega Man X series. I did appreciate. I got a press release from them today that started off with reminding us that Mighty No. 9 had just got delayed.
Wow. Coming off the heels of the Mighty No. 9 delayment announcement, it's, what is it? I already forgot.
20XX.
20XX.
Or 20 cross cross. I don't know. Something ridiculous.
What else we have here? So Gamescom was going on, and there was there's some news. I guess Microsoft does a press conference, but not Sony. Is that this year? Is that always how it is? I don't really follow.
Oh yeah, well, you know, I am an expert on Gamescom.
Yes.
So I can tell you.
Tell me.
I have no
Tell me
idea.
In German, please.
Ein Klein Nachtmusik.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of news coming out of there, including, did you watch the Star Wars Battlefront Fighter Squadron mode video?
Did you pull a Lenny Kravitz when you saw that?
No. No, I mean, it did look really cool, right? It looked pretty cool. But then I read the Polygon, like they got to play it, and then they're like, it's pretty meh.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I told you that it's like, I don't know. I'm just so.
They didn't have enough time to make this really good. They don't care.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
I think so.
I don't want to be let down.
I think it'll be good enough.
Good enough?
I want it to be good enough. I'm just so jaded. I'm like, jaded. You know what has me jaded? Destiny has me jaded.
Well, they're fixing all that now, right?
I know. You saw that? They're getting rid of the light thing.
They're getting rid of everything. They're going to make it like a video game for people to enjoy.
I know. You want to hear what's sad about that? This is the sad thing. It makes me think that maybe when that Taken King expansion comes out, you know, they're selling a disc version that has everything on it. The full game, the two previous expansions, and this expansion for $60. Or if you get it at Best Buy, it would be $48 because it's on disc, which is still cheaper than buying the three DLC packs separately.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, maybe I'll just get it for like the Xbox One, so I have it, you know, on that console where I have more room on my hard drive, and just rebuy the game. I'm actually debating rebuying the game when they make all these changes.
That's what they're counting on.
I know, and it makes me feel bad.
For who?
For me. Like, why am I so stupid? And yet, here I am.
What are the changes? Can you give me, like, the really quick version?
Okay, yeah. So like super basically, when you hit... There's a level cap of level 20, quote-unquote, in the game right now. But once you hit level 20, you can get special gear that gives you light points. And those light points can raise your level up to, I want to say now it's as high as 35.
Okay, got it.
You can't do the cool endgame stuff until you hit level 30.
Okay.
But getting this gear is a real pain in the ass.
Because it's like you have to get lucky and have it drop?
Essentially. Right. And if you want to do like the bounties and other fun stuff, there's no real payoff. So they're getting rid of the light system and they're upping the level cap to 40. So
and
now
just
you
doing
can go,
a traditional XP.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And it also makes it more tuned for people that kind of just want to play by themselves and just do bounties.
Okay.
And things like that.
Dinklebot is gone as well.
And they're getting rid of Peter Dinklage because, you know, that was the problem.
I'm sure that was a cost measure there.
Yeah, they're not going to keep paying him.
He's too busy on Pixels.
He's making that Pixels money now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll just go back to Destiny.
Still.
Maybe not, though.
It still
needs
a story,
without the expansion packs, though, GP, there may not be anything for you to do.
All right, fuck it, then. I won't play it.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm like, maybe I'll just rebuy the game again for $48. I can get everything I'm missing, which is still less than the, because it would be, what did I think it's 40, it would be $80 to buy all the expansion packs separately. Or $48 just to rebuy everything again.
Right.
It's, yeah. The pricing structure may not be where it should be.
Oh, I think it is for them.
Yeah, for them.
Because they'll get enough money off of that in the first couple of weeks, and then it'll go on sale.
That's the other thing. There. Like if the Taken King Pat bundle went on sale for a significant amount, particularly at say the Best Buy, where I could get it even cheaper, then I probably would just do it anyway. It could be a good Black Friday game.
Yep. So, all right. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else we got here?
Dead or Alive Extreme 3 was announced.
Woo-hoo. Good for you. Did you start your FAQ yet?
Bad news, Wombat. It's currently only announced for Asian markets.
There's going to be very little clues on those girls if it's just for Asian markets.
Right. So I'm going to need some translation.
They may have a...
Have to get Rosetta Stone pretty quickly here.
Do you really need the words, though?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, it's not a lot of talking in those games.
No.
Hope it's good.
Yeah.
I like those games.
Good. Good. what else we got here? Oh, let's talk about the time cover. The VR thing. No.
The Palmer Luckey on the cover of Time Magazine. Great job. That VR is here to stay.
Is that what it said? I don't think that's what it said.
No, it's not what it said.
It said, I don't know. You'll be surprised by the joy of VR or something ridiculous. I guess people got it fired up about the cover, which is really funny.
They thought it wasn't respectful to the technology?
It looks fine to me. It really looks fine to me because when you're Time Magazine, you need to sell an issue of Time Magazine. And
they probably know what to do.
I'm guessing they know what to do. And I'm guessing this is how people see VR. Like just Joe Schmo Wombat Time subscriber. This is.
But what else could they show? Really?
Exactly. What are they going to show?
A guy sitting in a chair staring at the ceiling. with
a
ski
really
mask
close
on?
Up of yeah, a guy with a ski mask on.
Wires coming off him connected to a gaming PC. Like what? Yeah. And I just don't know. Like how else you show it?
I mean, you could show it in a million different ways. It's virtual reality. You could do whatever you want. They chose jumping on a beach.
Right.
Which, great. I'm guessing they went that direction because Palmer Luckey doesn't like to wear shoes. And so it made sense to put him on a beach.
I saw that in
people
the
don't wear shoes.
I saw that in the article. He does not like to wear shoes. That's
and
good.
And that's the type of thing you could do when you're super rich or you have no money.
Right. Right.
So yeah, the article itself, the little bit I read, people were upset about that because of how condescending it was to nerds. Again, it's Time Magazine. I don't know what you expect.
People like Wombat subscribe to that.
Right. Were you offended, Wombat?
I'm always offended.
Did you read the little snippet?
I did. And I just said, whatever.
They filled in a lot of stereotypes in a really short paragraph. Did. There was two mentions of D&D in there. There was...
I'm just trying to think, you know, even if it was flattering, would the average Time Magazine reader care about VR no matter what? I find that this is, I guess I see where Time is coming from. My assumption is it's more for, I guess, potential investment type people, not necessarily consumer type people.
Definitely
that they
not.
Would be writing about it.
Yeah.
So I will read the article once it shows up in my mailbox, but I don't know who the article is for.
You're right. It's definitely not for people who are like going to be buying a VR product in the next year or two.
Yeah, because no one reading Time. Well, not no
not
one.
No one, but it's not but, selling yeah. that. No one's gonna say, oh.
I don't think the average Time Magazine reader is buying VR, no matter what Time writes about VR.
Right. They don't have a gaming computer.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
That's my guess.
Time.com did put together an article, though, of their favorite memes of people photoshopping that cover already.
Of course they are. They're on top of it.
Right. They know what they're doing. It's right. It's okay. This is not going to... So many people were worried about this, like, getting VR a bad name.
It doesn't even matter at this point.
It doesn't matter. It's nothing but a positive. Like, there's no negative to have this on there.
It's not
making VR seem terrible to the average consumer. It's making them aware that it's coming.
Right. It's not like someone's gonna go out and buy a gaming PC. Well, maybe there will be some people who'll do that, but it's not because of what the article said or didn't say. It happened to be an article about it. Like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll buy a gaming PC and do this. But you either know what a GPU is or you don't. And if you don't know what a GPU is, you're not buying fucking VR in the next couple of years. Wombat's not buying it.
I am not buying VR. No.
I rest my case.
No. I, for the amount of money it would cost me to invest in VR properly, I could get a better fence around my house that my wife has been bothering me about. You need a better fence.
Hmm. Okay, so. Yeah. That sounds like a good call.
Exactly. VR or a fence.
Have you guys played Rocket League yet?
Yeah, I played a lot of Rocket League.
Are you good? Can we roll?
No.
Oh,
no.
Can you be good so we can roll together?
I mean, we could still roll together. Just I don't know what you would
I'm
expect.
I'm going
to
yell at you the whole time.
Probably.
It's not going to be fun for anybody.
It might be fun for you. You like you love yelling at me.
I know I don't.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
If I did, then we played Rocket League together.
I mean, yes, I've been playing it. I'm more than halfway through my season, I want to say.
Season? What? No, you got to play online. What are you doing?
I don't play against real people. I'm afraid of
Shipwreck,
real people.
Have you played? No.
No, I was on vacation.
It's great. You got to play it.
I don't know. I mean, I not that I'm not enjoying it. I don't know. It's fine.
I love those video game fake sports. And this one's done just perfectly. I mean,
it's a
well-made
game. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I
know.
I think the hype is a little blown out of proportion on it, but I don't know. Maybe it's just because I hang out with you that I feel like I'm hearing so much hype for it.
Well, it's just, I like the fact that they got these 5-minute matches, and so the game's over pretty quick. And if you, you know, if you want to play one more, you can, and it's not going to take that much more of your time. And you can spend 15 minutes and have a really good time. You have some good, as you get better at the game, you know, your goals get more spectacular and more interesting. And, you know, you just learn, you know, you try to master the game. There's a lot going on there. And you watch the high-level players play, it's like they're playing a different game. They're just flying through the air. I don't know. I'm really hooked on it. I've been playing it a lot in the last week or two. And I'm not too bad at it either, I got to say. I don't want to brag or anything, but, you know. Mm. You're not impressed?
I'm not impressed.
What else we got here? Anything here?
Gamescom? Did we talk about Microsoft?
Quantum Break looked pretty fantastic.
Yeah, Quantum Break looks interesting.
Was there a gameplay?
They
showed
a lot
the
of
gameplay.
It.
Oh. It reminds me of Singularity.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
It looks very cool. The writing is very well done. You can already tell. The whole live action stuff is interesting
to
me.
It's got the dude who played Iceman in the X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm. Not have you seen anything about that, GP? How it's like a TV show as well?
Right,
it's,
yeah. I remember that. I remember that from a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, Remedy has not made a bad game. So they can take their time and make this good.
Mm-hmm. They also showed that other game, Scalebound. Am I saying it right?
Scalebound. Yep, that's the Platinum game. One of the Platinum games.
That game looks like... I'll give that game the benefit of the doubt until I see more. I'm not going to make fun of it yet, but I have a feeling I'm going to make
fun of it. Not even the voice acting and the dialogue?
Oh, that game, it looked dumb as hell what they showed. But again, they didn't show
I'm
enough.
I'm not going to make fun of it. Dumb as hell.
It looked dumb. What they showed was not impressive to me. But that doesn't mean that the final game won't be something I like.
It looks like something for the Monster Hunter crowd, maybe.
I see where they're what market they're trying to tap, but we'll see.
Crackdown. I did watch the Crackdown 3 gameplay video. Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, destructible environments.
Yeah, that looks good.
I think that's in multiplayer only. I don't think you can do that in single player. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
but it looks. It looks cool. And that's multiplayer cool. Crackdown is pretty much how you play that game anyways, right?
I guess.
Well, the co-op. You play co-op.
Co-op, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks good. But the graphics look kind of rough, though. It looks like an Xbox 360 game.
Really? I think it looks better than that.
Okay. Maybe if my shit connection. But I don't know.
No, I think Crackdown, you know, it looks like Crackdown. It looks like it could be fun and good.
No, yeah,
I like
I'm not
Crackdown.
Saying it's not. What else we got here? I installed Windows 10 on my computer.
Good for you. How's that going?
It's pretty good, actually. I was very surprised, you know, coming off of Windows 7. It's a pretty big step up.
Are you going to get the chat pad for your Xbox One controller?
Chat pad? What?
Yeah, they're coming out with a new chat pad.
Yeah, they announced the chat pad.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. That's the same exact thing I said.
Chat pad.
It looks like the old one. You just snap it on the bottom now.
Why?
So you can chat with your buddies.
They must have a bunch of these molds.
Yo, dog, what you doing? Playing the Halos. What you doing?
People were excited about it on Twitter. I'm glad it's there as an option.
Okay.
Yeah. Chat pad.
And, they announced DVR, but only for if you have the digital tuner.
Yeah, whatever.
So in Europe? Or the newer ones?
I think they're
going to
come out. They're going to do that here.
Okay, just not in the launch ones.
Right.
Well, that's lame.
And Halo Wars 2, they announced.
Oh, yeah, and Halo Wars 2. I like Halo Wars, so I'm okay with this.
I don't care about Halo Wars, so I don't care about this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Chat pads.
Right. I am interested in the Elite controller, but not a chat pad.
Can you attach a chat pad to the Elite controller?
They maybe have an Elite chat pad. Mechanical chat pad.
It actually has
light up programmable keys.
$200.
Hotkeys.
Oh. You do want lights. You do want LEDs and everything. I was saying Windows 10 is pretty good. You can actually integrate it into iCloud now. So your calendar, everything's in there. Email. I'm surprised they let you do that. But it does seem lot like iOS, OS X now. So I was actually, I'm pretty impressed with Windows 10.
I will be downloading it immediately after the show.
Good. I mean, everything seems to work fine. Let's see. Any of these CAG bag questions we need to do? When did I put these on here? Maybe not.
About the Xbox-branded Seagate hard drive, Devil May Cry?
Isn't it just a regular...
2018 wants to know about that.
Isn't it just a regular hard drive that just happens to be green?
Yeah, it's green. It has the Xbox logo on it.
That's amazing.
And it costs more, I'm sure, than our normal hard drive. So, yeah, don't get fooled by
Seagate.
That. Especially if you're going to just throw the hard drive behind your entertainment system. Anyway.
Right. You don't want a bright green hard drive. Right. Like, this is not the, hey, guys, come look at this thing. Thing.
Right. You want it to be quiet and invisible. That's pretty much it. I don't know. It says also this guy wanted to know what our opinion was on Sony's lack of a press conference at Gamescom. Is Microsoft building momentum to catch Sony with new features such as DVR playback or using Windows 10 to redesign the dashboard? I don't know about their momentum. Sony probably, like you said, Chip, before we did the show, they probably just don't have much to show.
I mean,
where's my external hard drive support? That's all the PS4 is missing. It's external hard drive support, which it really should have.
They should be able to add that. I mean,
I know it's weird that they haven't. It just, I don't know. I know I harp on it too much.
Piracy thing, maybe.
The games wouldn't work unless you own them.
Maybe that's how you get in there, though. That's how you crack it.
I don't think so.
That's what we call it. That's what we hackers call it, Wombat. Cracking.
Oh, I forgot that you were a hacker. I forgot that you were the creative consultant for CSI Cyber.
I've said too much.
Uh-huh.
Shut it down.
Yeah, I just don't think they had anything to show much. I mean, when you look at their E3 press conference, I mean, are they going to show... Did they make another video for Final Fantasy? Or
another Kickstarter?
Right. Like, they kind of like blew their wad at E3, I think.
Right.
So,
and when you're in first place, and it doesn't matter really.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's why being in second. That's why owning the second place console is fun, because they're trying to catch up, and the consumer actually benefits. It's crazy. I never thought that would happen.
Sony's Gamescom plan was fuck it, let's have some beer,
pretty
and
much
sausages,
mm-hmm.
and pretzels.
That's what I do at Gamescom.
It's a good plan. And let's look at other people's shit. Take some meetings. It'll be beautiful. All right. Well, I think that's about it for this week's show. Are we doing another show before our meetup? I guess maybe. Well, when are you leaving?
I'm leaving Thursday, so we'll have to do it at Wednesday next week.
Let's do that.
I think we could. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Let's do that.
That Ratchet and Clank game doesn't come out until 2016.
They couldn't even get that going? What happened?
There's enough.
They got Call of Duty.
They got Call of Duty. They're going to have Fallout. They're going to have Star Wars. They're going to have Lego
Dimensions. They get the third party stuff. I just can't believe that.
It's fine.
From what we played at E3, that Ratchet and Clank game seemed like, all right.
Ready to rock.
Ready to ship.
Yeah, yep. So hopefully people can make it to Barcade in Chelsea on the 14th. That would be cool to see you. They have a lot of games. Yeah, I never said what Barcade is. It's a bar and arcade.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
I think the games are free. I can't remember if the games are free or not.
I don't know.
I think so. They had NBA Jam.
The way it works at the one here is you have to be drinking for the games to be free.
I'm not sure. Maybe the games aren't free. Somebody looked that up. I can't remember. But that should be fun. I'll remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, and of course at Video Game Deals. And so we will see you next week. Bye.
Bread's done.
In the world of the Transformers, nothing is what it seems. Meet the Constructicons, six evil robots that transform into one mechanical giant.
The Transformers, more than me, the eye. The Transformers.
It's Devastator, six Constructicons in one.
The Transformers.
Devastator's attacking.
More than me, the eye.
Constructicons gift set sold separately from Hasbro.